audience.
Boy, that's wonderful. You know, you're laying fast.
Thank you, Frank.
Yeah, no kidding. All right, let's have another pizza test. Give me one with the works.
That's a pizza with everything on it.
Right. Now, give me a stinky pie.
That's an anchovy pizza with extra garlic and onions.
Right. Now, give me a big kiss.
Now, wait a minute. That's a pizza with extra tomato sauce?
No, I just want a big kiss.
Oh, that's... Breaking in the new help.
Yeah, well, he never did that with Pony.
Yo.
Well, I'm glad you came, because I can use an extra hand. Is Shirley coming?
No, she took the car for the weekend. She had to go to a meeting for the preservation of Buffalo.
Buffalo? You know that city can use a lot of help? Did you know that Buffalo is the bowling capital of the Northeast?
No, Pop, Buffalo the animal. Pop, forget about it. Pop, I got a favor to ask you.
How about the favor I'm asking?
I'll help you here any other day but today. Please, Pop, it's real important to me. I'm going to ask you something, but please don't yell.
I never yell. That's a rumor. You started that whole thing. You gave me that reputation.
Okay, you're right. Pop, I need $50.
But you can't!
Yelling. I can hear it through my hand. That's how rumors start. Please, Pop, please. Good. Now, they're having auditions in Chicago for West Side Story today, and it's an open audition, and that means anybody who wants to can try. And I need to get some tights and a leotard and a bus ticket to get there and some dancing shoes, and it's real important to me, Pop.
Forget it.
What do you say, huh?
I just said forget it.
Why?
Because I'm sick and tired of laying out money for music lessons and dancing lessons. Besides, I already bought you a pair of dancing shoes.
Pop, they're a size 5. I wore them in the 6th grade.
Yeah? And how about the money I laid out for the piano because you wanted to play?
Pop, it only had 10 keys.
You only got 10 fingers. I see one finger, that's it.
Yeah, but Pop, it wasn't all a waste. I was good in dancing school.
Yeah.
Remember my Father's Day song?
Yeah.
I love my daddy.
Come on, don't make me
miss. And my daddy loves me. He thinks I'm the greatest. Personality.
Stop.
Then you'll give me the money?
No!
Why?
Because if God wanted you to be a dancer, he never would have got you a job in a brewery.
There's got to be some moolah, money. Where do... The Bible, of course. We always keep our emergency money right between the Old and New Testaments where they put the ads. Dear Laverne, I know the only reason you'd be going through the Bible is for money. Well, I might be reading it. I needed the 20 for my trip. Sorry, but if you need money, perhaps you can pray for it, Shirley. Oh, thanks a lot. Great, I'll just open the Bible, pray, and God will send me a couple of angels carrying cash.
Hello. Laverne, maybe you can settle an argument for me. We want to answer to this problem. Which one of us is the more handsomest, Lenny or me? Now, be brutal and remember, feet count.
Okay. Now, I don't want to influence your decision at all, Laverne. I'd like to remind you, however, that I am blonde, naturally tall, and only partially inflamed.
Well, I think you guys are both real cute.
Oh, nuts, another tie.
Guys, you know I don't ask you for much. Lord knows I wouldn't want much from you, but I need a favor. I need $50 to go to Chicago.
Ooh. You're going to tour the stockyards.
Oh, boy, that is a wonderful trip. Listen, don't miss the rendering shed.
Helen, I've been on that tour. It was special. But this is different. I got a chance to dance in West Side Story.
Hey, yeah. Girl. Wait a second. You mean the people from the West Side Story in Chicago, they call you up and say, hey, be in our place?
No. I got to audition with a bunch of other girls, but I think I got a really good chance. And who knows, maybe I'll be a star. I could be Julia Prowse.
She's taken.
Well, what do you say, guys? Will you give me the $50 for a bus ticket there? I need to get there.
If we had it, Laverne, we'd be glad to help you.
Take a look at that saddest thing you ever seen. Come on.
Wait
a minute. Lenny, were you step inside my office.
You got an office here? Sure. That sounds good. Wet, but good.
What do you say, please?
Laverne, we have decided upon it, and we have come to the conclusion that you got too much pride to take money from the likes of us.
Yes.
No, I don't.
Yeah.
I have no pride.
We won't embarrass you by offering charity, Laverne, but we do have a business proposition.
What is it?
Well, for as long as you're in the show business,
yeah.
Lenny and me, we could be your managers and take half of everything you make.
And I'll take the other hand.
What do I get?
You get a ride to Chicago in the back of our truck.
Okay, you guys could be my managers on one condition.
What?
Don't embarrass me.
Well...
Come on, Lynn, give me a break.
All right, it's a deal.
Deal.
Let's seal it with a kiss. Interruptions. Can you see we have a woman here with genius on her feet?
Yeah. Not to mention the brains behind the feet. Laverne's managers are self-inclusive.
Look, Laverne, about this audition business.
If my father sent you down here, Carmine, just forget it.
What makes you think your father sent me?
Because you got his look in your eyes, and I know what that look means. It means stop doing crazy things, get married, have kids. Well, I don't care what you say, Carmine, I'm going.
Look, Laverne, the competition's tough. You don't know what you get yourself into.
Oh, just take a hike, Carmine. I mean, this lady has a rendezvous with destiny.
Yeah, why don't you take your handsome Hulk out of here before you give her legs a headache?
Shut up.
Oh, don't do it.
Look, Laverne, I'm just trying to save you from disappointing yourself. Don't you understand?
Carmine, haven't you ever wanted to try some just to see if you could do it? Yeah. Well, I'm taking a crack at being a dancer, and I don't care what anybody says, I'm going to try.
So that's it, huh?
That's it.
Well, look, now that I spoke for your father, let me speak for myself. I think it's a good idea.
You do?
Yeah, but how come you didn't come to me?
Figured you'd laugh at me.
Sure, I'd laugh at that fruit cocktail on your head there. And that number. Forget about that number.
Well, what's the matter
You're
with
auditioning
it?
For West Side Story. It's jazz. Pow! Pow!
Ow.
Oh, gee, Carmen, could you teach me that?
Sure.
Great. You'll teach me on the way to Chicago.
Laverne, I can't dance on a train.
Of course not. You'll dance in the back of the truck. Come on, guys. Come on.
Place at the bar and warm up. I'm gonna go talk to the choreographer.
Boy, this is real live show business. You know some of the all-time greats stood on this stage? Ethel Merman, Mary Martin.
Hi, Ethel. Hi, Mary.
Get out of here. I'm sorry.
My partner and I, we are theatrical managers, and we're just wondering whether you women are easily managed.
Yeah. We'd like to handle you professionally.
Flamenco, the dance of love.
Can I use this space? I guess I'm a little rusty, huh? Boss.
Hi, I'm Mickey. Juilliard School, New York Dance Center, and Chicago Ballet Workshop.
Oh, hi, I'm Laverne. Fillmore High, Marjorie Ward's Tapping Teens, and One Wild Night at Waldo Litke's Tango Palace.
This is your first audition, isn't it?
No, I've been around. Shows?
Well, maybe it's the outfit. There's something about gym shorts.
Yeah, well, they always make you look like you got water balloons in your pants.
Look. Let me give you one little piece of advice.
Oh.
Don't quit your day job if you want to keep eating.
How come?
It's a rough business. I've been doing this for 10 years.
You've been doing this for 10 years? Boy, I bet you've been everywhere, huh? Bet you've been on Broadway.
Uh-huh. It was the most exciting night of my life.
Yeah, opening night.
Yep, and closing, all wrapped up into one.
Oh, gee, I'm sorry.
It's okay, I'll be back.
Can I go with you?
Not if you don't keep practicing. It takes a lot of hard work.
Yeah, what was going on? What's that?
Oh, it's a rumble.
Rumble? Rumble!
Mario!
Your head and watch you die.
Good point.
Squiggy.
Shh. Listen, Len. I want you to have this. It's an old family heirloom. It was given to me by my Nana when she was on her deathbed, right before she's ready to drop dead. Yeah, I guess it's bad luck. I want you to have it.
Thanks, I'll save it for later.
Dinner after dinner, Mint.
Squiggy. Would you look at me? Would you please look at me?
The bad eye. Oh, my God, she couldn't take life without me. It makes so much sense.
Hey, look, if you're going to die, do you got any old family heirlooms you want to get rid of?
Squiggy, you're embarrassing me. Now look at me. It's a trick knife.
Killed by a trick knife.
All right, look, everything's all...
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Look, Laverne, everything's all set. I talked to the choreographer. He said we can use the prop room down the hall to rehearse it.
Okay, great, terrific. What kind of girls are they looking for?
They're looking for tough girl gang members.
Well, that's me. I can take any of these girls, call my
You gotta time. Dance better than them, Laverne.
Then we got a lot of work to do.
Are you sure you're okay, Squig?
Yeah, I'm okay, all right, but I'll tell you something. When that knife went into my stomach, I saw my whole life pass before my eyes. It's been a great life.
Are you girls being handled professionally? Don't wait till the last minute.
Break a leg.
Thank you.
I hope. Come on, Laverne, we gotta rehearse. Come on, get in here.
I got out of my gym suit. That girl made fun of it.
Yeah. Boy, I wish I was dancing in this show.
Oh, yeah, Carmen, you'd be terrific. Too bad they cast all the male dancers.
Well, if I can't make it, maybe you can.
I hope.
Are we going to... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Pow! Try it.
That's not what I showed you.
What?
your hips.
About your dance experience?
Oh, sure, yeah, okay. Well, the first play I was in was the third grade arithmetic pageant. I was divided in two by my friends. And then I played a shrub in the Salute to Luther Burbank.
Now let's see what you can do.
Yes, sure. Gonna play for me this time? Two for nothing.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Thank you. Next. I said thank you. Next, please.
But there's more.
Not for you, Mr. Fazio.
Oh, you're going to love this.
All right, everyone, take a 5-minute break. Except to Fazio.
Was I really that bad, Mr. Voice?
Yes.
Somebody liked it.
You were terrific. Yeah.
Pop, what are you doing here?
I happen to be in the neighborhood. I had to deliver a pizza.
In Chicago? Come on, what are you really doing here?
Well, I wanted to come down and see, learn a little bit more about this dancing business, you know? And so I was out there watching. Hey, don't listen to that guy up there. You did great.
Oh, thanks, Papa. I didn't do great.
Can you folks talk this over at home?
Hey, not so fast. Hold your horses. You know how hard this girl worked to come down over here, huh? Didn't listen to me. You almost got one of these things, right? I saw you out there, and I liked what I saw.
Oh, thanks a lot, Pop. But a lot of these girls are real good. Let's face it, I'm just not in their league. You were right. I never should have come down here.
Listen to her, Pop. She's making sense.
I'm going to pop this guy.
No. Don't pop.
Hey, don't go away. I'll be back, all right? What do you mean you shouldn't have come here? Who's he?
I don't know. I never seen him. I think he's the director.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. You wanted to be a dancer, right? You tried.
Yeah, but I was stinky.
What stinky? It took a lot of guts to come down here and dance in front of a guy like that up there. And you never should be ashamed when you try. Yeah, I'll tell you something else. You was great.
You know something? You're a great pop.
I know that, but you're greater.
Yeah. Listen, that's very touching. We'll give your regards to Broadway. Now, would you please leave my stage?
I'm going to bite him on the nose.
Don't bite him on the nose, Pop. He's right. Let's go home, okay?
Yeah, I second the motion.
Thanks, Carmine. I'm sorry. I tried, though.
Look, you did great, Laverne. You can dance with me anytime.
Yeah?
Let's get out of here.
Hold it. The show business, you always leave him wanting a little bit more. I love my daddy, and my daddy loves me.
He thinks I'm the greatest personality. When he hugs and kisses me, I'm happy as can be. Cause I love my daddy, and my daddy loves me. Maybe I'll have some grapes. Maybe not.
Hi, Laverne.
Oh, hi, Cheryl. How was the convention?
It was wonderful. Laverne, the American buffalo is a majestic animal, full of power, full of grace, full of dignity. Unfortunately, they stink like the devil. My eyes were watering the entire time I had to wear my sunglasses.
You know, as long as you had a good time.
I did. What happened to your feet?
Don't ask. I'll tell you in a year when I'm not in so much pain.
Well, it can't be that bad. Come on. I thought that we'd go out dancing tonight. Come on.
Dancing? No, forget it. Not in a million years, Cheryl. No.
Well, that's too bad, really, because I met two of the cutest guys you ever want to see in your life at the Buffalo Convention, and they're waiting for us right now down at Waldo Littke's Tango Palace. But if you're too tired or too
Waldo
sore, Littke's. I can
Waldo
handle
Littke. Wait a second, Cheryl. Wait a second. I'm coming with you. I'm coming with you. Wait, these guys won't smell like buffaloes, will they?